Hello.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Hello and welcome to this magical edition of Universal After Dark. Joining me tonight is the two Pauls. So we've got Mr. D.
Hello there.
And P Dabs.
Hello.
Let's get straight to the money shot. What are you drinking, boys?
I'm on a different can of 7-Up.
What?
What have you got now then?
No, I just on a different, just on a different, same, okay. Different can.
The same type.
It's the same can from Disney, the Disney show.
Okay.
It's a lazy drink nonetheless.
Yeah. But people don't know what that is on this show unless they've listened to that show.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why it's a different can.
Yeah. A different can of what though?
7-Up.
Right. Okay. We got that in the end. Right. And I'm still drinking, well, I just refilled my brandy and coke.
Yeah. So on the last episode I drank Cruz Campo, two cans. Now I'm on San Miguel, two cans.
Lovely.
Yeah, so there we go. Now, there's been some massive news over at Universal. And basically, they've announced How to Train Your Dragon, the Island of Bay. Soar with dragons on the Island of Bay. Explore How to Train Your Dragon, the Isle of Bay. I mean, that's a silly name. And discover an island where Vikings and fire-breathing dragons exist together in harmony.
Opening and Burke's like Craig.
Yes. Opening 2025 at Universal Epic Universe. First of all, importantly, has anyone seen the films?
I've seen all of them and the TV series.
Oh, because you've got a child.
Yeah, who was the perfect age for when they started coming out. He's now just turned 11. So was the perfect age. We've been through all the films, all the TV series. And I'm looking forward to the live action one that's coming out next year.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I dreamt
it's
it.
No, it's filming already.
Wow.
And Gerard Butler is coming back as his character from the animated series.
Oh, it's an anime. Well, I've never seen nothing. I've seen none of it.
Need to watch it.
Well,
it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I'm not anti How to Train Your Dragon. I just never got round to it. And nothing has put a... you know, to get it watched than this announcement, because I presume, I mean, Mr. D, have you seen the films?
No, I think I've seen half of the first one. And I think the reason why I've only seen half is I've got a feeling I started watching it on a plane and then I either fell asleep or we landed. So I've never completed that. But I've heard good things about them, and I think I was enjoying it up to the point I stopped watching. I just haven't caught up on it. So I should.
Yeah, I mean, previous host Nick, he swears by them, doesn't he?
Hmm.
You know, they're one of his all-time favourite set of films. So I don't know how it slipped me by, but I presume we've all seen the video of the launch. And first of all, it blew me away. It's like nothing. It looks, from what I've read, it's a similar size, about 20 acres, give or take, to the Potter lands. But they seem to have done a lot more with the land. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's really interesting because there's a couple of rides. There's a coaster and a flat ride. That they aren't the jewel in the crown. The stage show is the jewel in the crown. So for anybody that hasn't seen it out in, they've got it in Beijing. And it's mind blowing that it's a theme park production. Absolutely mind boggling.
I'm just trying to.
It does look really good.
So experience a heartwarming spectacle of the untrainable dragon. The arrival of a new dragon in Bake presents a challenge, and a challenge to Hiccup, Gobber, and Astrid in this spectacular live show. So I presume you've watched it on YouTube, have you?
Yeah. Yeah. So for anybody that doesn't know, the dragon does fly in the same way for anybody that's seen Mary Poppins, that she flies into the audience.
Wow.
In the theatre. The DeLorean flies into the audience in Back to the Future.
No way.
It's very similar to that, that Toothless does fly into the audience with Hiccup on his back. Just unreal. So Toothless is the main dragon.
Yeah, and who's Hiccup then?
Hiccup is the guy that tames him.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And is the lead. He was played by Jay Bouchel in the animated films. But yeah, he's it's just unreal that they've created these dragons that you can see live on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen little clips of it when I watched that video that promoted the part of the land. It does look pretty impressive. It looks like a sort of Broadway quality production, really.
It does look stunning. It does look absolutely stunning. Next, so take a coaster ride over Bake on Hiccup's Wing Gliders. Get a dragon eyes view as Hiccup's latest flying contraption sends you swooping and a swooing above and around the Isle of Bake. Now, Kerry, when we watched this video, Kerry said that coaster is a long coaster.
Is that the coaster?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the gliders is the sort of family coaster, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it very much looked like Slinky Dog, but also Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
You know, but like whereas Seven Dwarfs is like 57 seconds long, this on the video at least looks extensive. You know, Slinky Dog's quite a long coaster. It's nice and spread out, isn't it? It's probably only about 3 minutes, but it seems to wrap around the whole land as well, doesn't it?
And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to anchor these lands with roller coasters that go, or at least attractions that kind of encompass the whole land.
Yeah.
Because what we've seen, Monsters has got one that's similar. That covers a lot of it. Obviously, Nintendo's got the Yoshi attraction that goes around the borders of the land. It seems to be very much their way of anchoring an attraction round the land.
Yeah. It just looks phenomenal. And they're testing now. They're literally testing now.
Yeah.
Which, again, just blows your mind because it's going to be open next year. You know, and the testing in the middle of a building site. It's just... but the next thing is feel the thrills of dragon racing on Dragon Races Rally. Hold on tight and practice acrobatic maneuvers on a Viking-made dragon riding trainer in the hopes of becoming a champion dragon racer. Now, this looks horrific.
They are puking juice in.
Yes.
Mm. I don't know whether you guys have ever seen the video of a woman that before the ride even starts on one of these, she manages to get it spinning and can't stop it. And it literally just keeps going round and round and round. They are very much a puke inducer.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
No, we went on something that looks very similar to this on Coney Island in New York a couple of summers ago. And it's horrific because you just want to get off. And when you do finally get off, you just want to curl up in a ball. But
I don't think I'll be getting on it.
I was going to say something similar, that it looks kind of like something at, was it Chessington or Thorpe Park? It's a thing called Samurai. It looks a bit like
Thorpe
that.
Park.
Was it Thorpe Park? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went on that, and oh my god, and in the video, right, you've definitely got an outright liar, because the whatever Universal's equivalent of the Imagineer, who designed it, whatever you call him, he said, "Oh, I rode it 7 times on the trot." No, you didn't.
Not
without puking up, you didn't.
No, you're going to be walking through there, getting showered in protein.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway,
they've got some really good themed food for that area. Something colourful.
Selling them. Is it Dramamil? Anti-sickness tablets. People are a bit spice. You'll be getting spice in your milkshake. You'll all be nodding out. Next, it's a watery battle at the sea on a fryer drill. Rough Nut and Tough Nut have created a watery boat battle where teams of Vikings compete to outscore and outsoak each other. Now,
I love the fact hearing people say Rough Nut and Tough Nut and not know what they are. They're twins.
I've got no idea what they are.
Yeah, they're twins. They're part of Hiccup's gang.
Okay. Now, they've got something at Alton Towers, which is the boat, and you pay. First of all, you can soak each other on the boat, but then the best fun is putting pound coins in from the side, and absolutely drenching the dad who thinks he's the champion because he's soaked everyone on the opposite boat.
That's the most fun you can have at Universal on the cannons on Dudley Do-Rights. There's someone. Popeye's builds right badges as well, but the Dudley Do-Right ones are the best ones. If you time it just right, you know, you get them in the side of the head just as they come around on the log flume. They think it's all over. They're like, oh, that was, and the guy at the back who managed to hide behind everybody and is still quite dry. If you get him, it's like double points. Yeah. But this is the opposite. This is turning it on its head, where you're actually shooting from the boat out. Yeah.
I think, again, you know, it's August. The queues are going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be queuing up with the kids. And
it is interactive.
Yeah, so that means put your $5 in. But what do you reckon is you get a score as well, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see on the concept art, there's targets to shoot.
Yeah. But you've got to think you're going to be shooting each other as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's left hand side of the boat versus right hand side of the boat, isn't it? It's like a team competition.
Okay. So I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Now, climb, slide, and play at the Viking training camp. Young Vikings will discover all types of dragons as they climb, slide, and explore in this sprawling interactive play adventure. Again, it's basically Fievel's play land, whatever it was called. you know, it's just somewhere for the little kids to let off steam, run around. You know, I'm zooming in. I'm zooming in, and you don't see water, but the would appear to be there's a kid there, definitely holding a cannon. So you're going to be splashing people, aren't you?
Yeah,
I'm down with that. Just trying to get what's next. And then come eat and drink like a Viking at Mead Hall. This is where Vikings feast on hearty menu of meats, fish and drinks, including a variety of meads, ciders and ales. Now, Kerry loves a glass of mead. So it'll be interesting to see what their definition of mead is. You know, because it's just a fortified wine, basically, isn't it? We got into our first bottle of mead at Whitby Abbey on the same day we bumped into Boston all them years ago. It's just bizarrely, there's Boston White walking down Whitby. We went up to Whitby Abbey. Oh, they said, what's this mead? Let's get a bottle. And we were on our way to Brora for our summer holiday. And every night when we got in from our day out, we had a glass of mead over wine, over ice even, not over wine. So, yeah, and you'd like to think there's no knives and forks, and it's going to be all hands on deck, pulling turkey legs and lamb's heads and everything.
And if you want to know who Roughnut and Toughnut are, it's them that's in the artwork for the food hall.
Oh, right.
I think I like the sound of the food hall. It's quite themed. It's quite fun. I mean, I'm getting sort of, you know, three broomsticks kind of vibes.
So tables of 70, sawdust.
Yeah, and I wonder if the mead will be, I wonder if it will be alcoholic, as mead normally is, or whether it will be non-alcoholic and, you know, will be like the equivalent of butter beer, or whether there'll be both, like a non-alcoholic version and an alcoholic version.
Yeah, I think for me it's got to be alcoholic, to be fair.
Well, for you, yeah, we know that. Newsflash.
But you know, this land looks off the scale, doesn't it? Like Kerry said, I mean, we're planning 2026 now, and we're talking about giving Universal a week, a full week. The most we've ever given was 5 days, and that was obviously visiting the three parks. Now we've got this new park, which is huge, going to be online. So we're talking about a week. And we won't go to the water park at all. But like she said, by the looks of this, you're going to have to give it a day just for this land.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're going to go next year, but we're going in September, so that might help a little bit. But it's obviously going to be crazy busy. But I think we're just going to go for... We'll wait and see what happens when they announce details of the hotels. What do you think is going to happen with the hotels? Do you think that if you stay in any Universal hotel, you'll have early entry privileges, or do you think you've got to stay in one of the three new hotels to get early entry privileges?
I think they'll limit it when it first opens. I think it'll just be the on-property hotels that are there for Epic.
We're planning a Universal split stay. We've got no evidence to suggest anything, but that's what we're planning. Several, you know, 3 days maybe a Hard Rock to do the legacy parks, and the rest of the time staying at one of the new hotels. But they're going to be through the nose. They really are. And I mean, I always go back to UOP about 6 months ago, maybe, where they were talking about ticket prices and stuff like that, and there's strong rumours that potentially you'll be buying a ticket for each land. You know, initially, I know in Japan, for the Universal, for Nintendo, if you don't buy a Nintendo add-on, you're not getting in. So,
Yeah, well,
as Brits, we get different tickets to the Americans anyway, so
yeah.
a 14-day Universal ticket, over here might include everything, but it might not.
Well, even now you can get two park and three park. Can you include Volcano Bay or not? You
Yeah,
got that option.
the same price.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I think we're just gonna give it a go probably for a day. We may stay in one of the hotels if you get early access privileges. And we'll just go for a day, and it'll be more a case of we'll see what we can see, we'll soak it up. If we get on some stuff, great, but we're not gonna freak out about it because we know how busy it's gonna be.
Yeah.
So whenever we go back after next year, then we'll try and do a bit more. But I don't think we're going to try and force it, and try and see everything when it's going to be as busy as it will be. Who knows? I mean, there might be some express pass options and some other things. So we'll have to wait and see what, as the stuff gets released, what the deal is. But yeah, it looks great. I mean, some of the other little things like, the meet and greets and quick
Well, yeah,
service and
you can meet the dragon, can't you? Whatever his, I
yeah.
can't remember his name.
Toothless.
Yeah,
Toothless, yeah.
you can meet him.
Yeah.
Now, again, UUOP, I was listening to them while I was out on my walk tonight, and it's like, is it an animatronic? Is it a human? What's it going to be? Because what is it going to be? Is it going to be one toothless, or is it going to be magic? Meet and greet area in air conditioning.
They did it in Hollywood
Did he?
a few years back, yeah, where he was waiting at the entrance as you were like queuing to get in. And it was a puppet
Oh.
as such, but a giant one.
So pardon me, French, is someone inside him?
I can't remember. I've got a feeling it was probably the same as the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Because it's been a while since I've seen it.
Because like meeting the raptor in Ireland is phenomenal, but there's just one of them. You just meet Blue, don't you?
Yeah.
Or one of his mates. It's a very slow process. Well, you've got to think people are going to be queuing up around the block to meet Toothless.
Yeah.
So maybe they need to do, some of their special magic like they do.
Yeah. I'm just going to send you a link so you guys can have a look, see what you think.
Boom. Let's have a look.
Real time.
Real time.
Real time podcasting,
Real
baby.
time.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh,
Let's
yeah.
have a little, snifter. Oh, there's Jimmy Fallon on my feet. Nice one, Jimmy. He looks big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
This
loading.
makes a good podcast.
Yeah.
Does.
Yeah,
In high definition.
Let's just say that they have done it before. It's not a new concept.
So it's basically a horse, isn't it? With two men or women. Yeah, sounds. I'm down with that. But there'll be queues. I mean, what a land. I've got to get all the films watched, and on the back strength of them, I might watch the TV series. I think the Netflix off the top of my head.
All on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
Yeah,
is
same.
probably my second most highly anticipated land.
Must be
behind monsters. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
What do we think the next land announced is going to be?
I think it'd be monsters.
It depends on which way they're going. Because if they do it starting with How to Train Your Dragon, the next one is Potter.
I was just, well, I don't know. It could be Nintendo, because I think to just thinking about the video, they need to show some stuff in the video. I know a lot of it's concept art and stuff like that, but you know, the Nintendo Land is quite far advanced, and so is Harry Potteropolis.
The thing is, there's nothing new in Nintendo. It's all been seen already.
Yeah,
that's why
I don't think it'll build up hype.
That's why I'd get it out next.
Well, or keep it to the end. I think. I mean, Paul's right. You know,
that's like having a wet fast, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but by that point, no one cares, do they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've already decided. Oh shit! I'm going. Monsters, Harry Potter,
I mean,
the Dragon. You know,
the problem with Potter is, without being too political about everything, is in the news now is J.K. Rowling, and all she's doing is alienating an entire fan base. You know.
Yeah, but the Americans don't care.
Yeah,
well, the amount of Americans I saw at the studio tour at the weekend, they don't care.
Maybe, but it eventually it's got to filter through what she's doing.
I think though that just in general, Craig, the people who really kick off, they get a big share of voice, but there aren't as many of them as you think.
Maybe, but Potter is an old, I mean, and talking on whatever we talked on, Paul, recently, Potter is supposed to be going onto a TV series, but the films now are what, 10, 12 years, they finished, you know, they're all in the 30s now, the history.
It's still massively popular, though. I mean, you know, as books, as you know, the lands. I mean, you still see loads of people walking around with robes and wands, and you know, it's still hugely popular. I mean, Hagrid's is the most popular attraction in Universal, isn't it? It's the one with the biggest queues constantly, and it's a couple of years old now. This is going to be huge. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. You know, unless they totally screw it up. Yeah, unless they totally screw it up, it'll be huge.
Yeah, I hope so.
And it's the attraction that everybody has asked for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody's wanted the Ministry of Magic.
Yeah, they shouldn't have polluted it with the Fantastic Beast thing. That's my opinion, but that's done. So
no, and again, I don't think they had a lot of choice in that matter.
Yeah.
I think it was already done and it would have put them back.
Yeah.
What do we think the Ministry attraction is going to be?
They're gonna take Fast and Furious and reskin it, but like Splash Mountain, and put it in that part.
I truly don't know. It's a really interesting, because I always thought it was going to be something like Flu Network related, but apparently that's only how you get into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, God knows.
I mean, the Ministry of Magic. What happens in the Ministry of Magic? That's where you've got the big battle, the big end scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
Dumbledore and Voldemort.
It should really be something around that, shouldn't it?
You would imagine, but
unless they go totally left field, but
is that not just a show then?
Or it's a kind of Gringotts, you know, right through that battle, you know, you've gone from one room to the next room and there's all stuff going on, and it's a kind of indoor roller coaster with screens.
Is Dumbledore still alive?
He is, yeah. No, he's not, no.
In the battle?
Yes,
he is. Yeah, oh, yes, he is, because he's the one that kind of fights him. My choice would have been something Tower of Terror-like, but I don't think they're going to go that route.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited, obviously, because we're all Potter fans.
We'll
move on
a bit more about that soon.
So the next news is Halloween Horror Nights related, and basically, if what we've seen is to be believed, and by the time this comes out, it should be all official. We are dipping our toes into August.
Following the not so scary route.
So we're looking at the 30th of August through to the 3rd of the 3rd, the 3rd of November. Now, me personally, I'm absolutely buzzing my tits off because my dream is to take our Grace to Halloween Horror Nights. So if they're doing the 30th of August in 2024, by 2026, they'll be doing the 21st of August. You know, it'll be moving, as P-Dab said off mic before, it'll be moving towards Mickey's Not So Scary opening night, which is normally around 15th of August, give or take a shilling.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is it'll help with the crowd levels, won't it? I mean, we talked about this before, you know, and I got that survey where they asked about, you know, different nights and stuff like that. So right now it only runs, what, 5 nights out of 7? Is that right? It runs, doesn't run Monday, Tuesday, does it?
No.
But I think it runs every other night. So, yeah, so this is another way of helping with the crowds, I guess, starting earlier, putting in more nights, but it's still only, if it's still only 5 nights, I mean, we don't know that yet for sure, because they haven't actually exactly released the dates, but
it's looking
it stays
at 40,
at 5 nights.
What I'm looking at here is it's roughly 48 nights. I mean, I can read through every individual day, but I'm not going to. But I believe it's no more nights than what it was last year.
All right. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, so they might have taken off maybe some Monday nights or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm all for it. I'm absolutely all for it because as somebody who will go for 3 weeks in August, it's potentially saving me doing a long weekend. So it's saving me literally, what, £2,000?
Yeah.
£2,500 for going in September for a weekend, which is how I've always Halloween Horror Nighted. I think it'll be, I mean, the poor cast members, they'll be exhausted, especially in that August heat. You know, there's something to be said for walking around Halloween Horror Night in late September, even late October, where the weather is broken and sometimes you have to put a cardigan on of a night time. But it's definitely a cash cow, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and it grabs that end of season tourist time,
definitely.
Doesn't it? Which they're missing out on at the moment. Obviously, they catch the end of October.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the end of August is another great time, especially for Brits in Orlando. So it, and we know there's a big following of British Halloween Horror Nights fans. You just have to look at YouTube to know that, how many people fly out, like we do, for a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, this now gives them the chance to go with their family as well. At the end of August, so it's a win-win.
And that is for a Brit, that's the best time to go because the start of August, the American kids are still in school. Towards the end of August, they're all going back to school. So you always have a dip off, a drop off, and the parks do become noticeably quieter, especially in Universal. You notice it a bit more than Disney. And just to something, the most heartbreaking thing for me last year was I was walking round Universal, because that's how we open our holiday. Off the top of my head, it would have been around the 5th or the 10th of August that we went. And all the props are out, you know, and they're getting ready for it. And I had the option of, if I could have extended, I think we flew home on something like the Monday or the Tuesday. And like Ripples said, look, I can get you a preview ticket for the night before it opens, a cast member's preview. And I just couldn't extend the flights because me and Grace would have hung back and stayed on iDrive or something and just went to Halloween Horror Nights. But the flights were just locked in and it was too expensive, so we didn't do it. But for me personally, I'd be chomping at the bit at this. So,
Yeah, I think it's good.
I think the announcements for this year's event are going to start coming ticking fast. I think it's going to be a down year myself because all the money's going on Epic and all the time and all the head scratching and all that. So I'm not expecting great things. You know, has everyone been to see Ghostbusters yet?
Not yet,
No.
no.
Yeah, I mean, I went, it's a 6 out of 10. It's a 6 out of 10. I'd like to see a comparison from the original Ghostbusters film to this film as to how many ghosts were in here. You know, because it's got very similar beats to the original film. But it just didn't seem to hit right. It didn't land right with me. Maybe it's because I'm not an 11-year-old boy anymore.
I
And
don't even think it's that because Afterlife was great.
Afterlife was
Yeah, I liked
great.
Afterlife.
Yeah. And this isn't not great. The villain, the baddie, is horrific. He's terrifying. But he doesn't do anything. He
No,
just floats
no.
around a bit.
And I do feel, I feel there is a lack of the original guys being involved in the beforehand process. Obviously, the Reitmans are no longer really involved. Obviously, Harold's not with us anymore, despite the fact that he was in Afterlife. And it did seem like they all kind of took a step back behind the scenes this time. We got a bit more Bill Murray, but again, he doesn't want anything to do with a lot of it. So, and Dan Aykroyd took a complete step back and wasn't even involved in most of the press this time.
I mean, and it again, it's setting it up. It's a franchise now. They can literally start knocking films out because you've got a whole new cast to take it forward. You know, the old ones can all die off one in each film, can't he? Oh, Bill Murray's dead now. Oh, the other one's dead now. Is it gonna, you know, it was supposed to have already been announced as a house, allegedly. Would it get you wetting yourself, desperate to go to Halloween Horror Night if they announced the Ghostbusters house?
No, been there, done that.
Yeah,
I
you
think
know,
it'd be
we
popular though.
it'd be popular, but would it be Stranger Things popular? No.
No,
No,
it's not at that level.
the first house was great,
It was
and it was based
amazing.
on the first film,
Yeah.
which obviously is always going to be everybody's favorite. And that's the struggle they have.
And we adored that. That house was amazing. For us as a group, we were interacting with the actors and like, oh, who got the scare? It was you, wasn't it?
It was me from Slimer,
Sly, you got
who, of course, will
slimed.
be back now that he's back in the franchise. So, yeah, wasn't as, it still never beat your scare though, Craig.
Been so many. Which one?
The Frankenstein one,
Yeah,
when you literally sat on the floor and cried.
when they get me good.
Yeah, that was a proper one. The fact that you nearly went through the wall.
I nearly went through a lot of walls. Yeah, it's a good job to reinforce them. That's all I can say. Is anyone else got any other news?
A little bit.
Go on then.
Two stores closing.
City
Walk. Cinnabon, who are apparently going to get a new outlet somewhere. And the Surf Shop, which I thought had already gone.
I think it got downsized. I think they give some of it away.
Yeah. So the rumor is that they will be replaced by a Nintendo World store.
Yeah.
To sell the merchandise that's already been sold across the globe. And the biggest rumor that part of it will become a Harry Potter Butterbeer bar / merchandise area, both as an extension to the Universal store that already exists right next to it.
I mean, if I ever drink another Butterbeer, it'll be too soon.
Look, I'm not a massive fan. We went to the studio tour at the weekend, as I mentioned earlier, and we had the Butterbeer flight. And honestly, the drink I can take or leave now. I prefer the hot and the cold one, so it's not that great at the studio tour anyway. Ice cream I like. The ice cream's good. And they were producing a Butterbeer muffin at the studio tour, which was only part of the flight. That's the only way you could get it. And that was nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as Craig said, Butterbeer itself, I'd probably go with the hot one now.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
The hot one all day long. I mean, we supped it in August last year. and it was hot. But it is so delicious. Yeah. And I hope, if you're saying a Butterbeer bar, I hope they can cash in and they can put different spirits in, maybe.
They may well do, because it's outside of the park.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would give it a whole new lease of life, you know, and you don't need a pint of it at that point. You don't need a large drink. You could just literally have cocktails, Butterbeer cocktails with various things in. I think that would be brilliant. You know, I always threaten to take a miniature in with me, just stick it up my arse, like the watch was up his arse in Vietnam for how many years. So that was what my plan was always, get a Bailey's and just put it in my arse. Go through security, get it out, put it in my Butterbeer, but I never got around to it.
Or it's still up there.
Yeah, but that's a liter bottle.
That's never coming out.
It's never coming out.
So
now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. No.
It's
interested to see what comes up, but we won't be going to Halloween Horror Nights for sure, I don't think.
No. I think it's just going to be a wet fart of a year. I really do.
I think it'll be okay.
It'll always be good, but I mean, the rumours are Nightmare on Elm Street. Well, again, it's like a 40-year-old franchise. No one cares. You know, it's only horror aficionados and like it's only was it Dream Warriors number 3? That's the only one I can remember. So unless they're doing the third one, I just think it'll be a bit of a quiet year myself. So we'll see. We shall see. Well, if that's it, then boys, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And we'll be back later on in the month for an eat it.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken. Have some more pie.
And I'm sure P Dabs picked where it was going to be in the last episode.
We went with Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, baby. Right. So the next Eat It will be from the Hard Rock Cafe in a couple of weeks. So, nice. Au revoir.
Tati bye.
Cheerio.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Bom dia, bom dia.